You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. KALW's water editor Audrey Dilling is here with me too.
Yep, and we just visited the Calaveras Reservoir. That's just one part of the vast Hetch Hetchy regional water system, a system that carries water to more than 2.5 million customers in the Bay Area. And how it does that is remarkable. Remarkably simple, that is, according to David Briggs. Briggs is a water resource manager for the San Francisco PUC, or Public Utilities Commission.
Because it's gravity-driven, largely, the Romans, if they were here today, they could probably understand how our system works.
That's thanks in part to how old the system is. It's not Roman Empire old, but some of the pipes carrying this water were put into the ground more than a century ago. So it might not surprise you that sometimes they break.
And that's the story we're about to hear about.
Yep, I went to see what the PUC is doing to prevent water leaks in the times of drought.
Okay, let's hear it.
If you've ever been driving along San Francisco's Mission Street and suddenly felt like you were on an old wooden roller coaster, you might have been somewhere around the intersection of Mission and Valencia. That's where I've met Roberto Lopez, a communications officer for the PUC. We're watching a work crew rip up the street with jackhammers.
And this project is a complete repaving of Mission Street, which, as you can see, this street desperately needs.
I hate driving on this street.
So it's a good thing.
The repaving of this part of Mission Street is just a welcome side effect of the real reason crews are working here, to replace an underground water main.
So the old pipe, it's run its course, kind of, you know, the end of its usefulness.
When Lopez says old, he means old. This pipe was installed in 1890. That means it survived the 1906 earthquake, for starters. But now it's time to put it out to pasture.
So this is preventative, right? Nothing went wrong with this pipe?
No, it's just that the water department prioritizes every year. We're going to do X miles of water main pipes a year. Where are the areas that need it the most?
There are 1,240 miles of water pipes running under San Francisco streets. If those pipes were people, about half of them would be retired by now. Easily. In fact, 15% of them are more than 100 years old. So the PUC is gradually replacing them. This year, the agency aims to upgrade 9 miles worth of aging pipes. But that question Lopez raised about what parts of the system need fixing most, it's not so easy to answer.
It's hard.
That's PUC Water Resources Manager David Briggs.
The pipes underground, they're all buried. We can't dig them all up and saw them in half and look inside of them and look at, you know, and see how much pipe thickness is left. So we use a lot of indirect methods.
Like tracking which soil conditions corrode pipes fastest and targeting those lines first.
It's sort of an art more than a science right now.
According to Briggs, about 100 water mains bust every year. One broke in late January near the panhandle of Golden Gate Park and flooded the DMV next door. Another one busted at the beginning of this month in Glen Park and shut down a nearby muni line. Briggs says every break is different.
Sometimes it'll just manifest as a wet spot on the pavement, and it'll be an annoyance. Somebody might slip on it, and so we'll get a phone call about that or what's going on. Other times, somebody will cleave off a fire hydrant and put a 60-foot geyser in the financial district.
According to PUC data, about 8% of the city's water supply is lost to leaks. And in a drought, every drop counts. When Governor Brown declared a state of emergency last year, the PUC started asking customers to cut back on water use by 10%.
Leaking pipes and wasted water, of course, flies in the face of that. And the drought just magnifies it, and everybody's under the microscope right now.
If the drought gets a lot worse, Briggs says we could see something like mandatory water cutbacks, meaning customers would get a set amount of water to divvy up between doing dishes, taking showers, making coffee, everything.
How bad would it have to get for that to happen?
Well, I mean, it's a hard question to answer, but if it stopped raining in California for years at a time, we would be in a world that we'd never seen before. Things that may sound improbable or strange now may not be if precipitation in California is just too low.
To prepare for that world, the PUC is expanding the capacity of the Calaveras Reservoir to catch more of any rain we do get. And the agency's started looking underground for drinking water instead of relying just on what comes from the mountains. And over the next couple of years, the PUC will ramp up its repair rate of San Francisco's aging pipes to 15 miles per year, which means you'll be hearing a lot of this around the city.
Do you know how many projects like this are going on in the city right now?
Probably about anywhere from 10 to 15 water main projects throughout the city right now.
The PUC's Roberto Lopez says fixing up the system is kind of like painting the Golden Gate Bridge. Once you finish, you've got to start all over again. Which means that in another 100 years, someone else could be standing right here, watching Mission Street get a much-needed makeover. In San Francisco, I'm Audrey Dilling for CrossCurrents.